How to Make a Caramel Latte by Savannah Corver, read by Adrian Vigulo. Chapter 1, Equipment. In order to make the perfect coffee, you need to make sure that you have all the right equipment. There are quite a few elements that go into making good quality coffee, but we'll go over that in a minute. The first thing that you will need is a grinder. The grinder is made up of the following parts. The hopper is where the beans are poured before they are ground. The dosage chamber is where the beans fall into after they are all ground up. The dosing lever is what releases 7 grams of ground espresso beans per pull. Each drink needs 14 grams though, so you need to pull the lever twice. After you have 14 grams of coffee in your portafilter, you will use the tamper to press down on the coffee so you have a flat, even surface of coffee. The main component in making coffee is the espresso machine. The main parts of the espresso machine are the portafilters and the steam wands on either side. The buttons above each portafilter are what you push to make the coffee come out. Chapter 2, Materials. Besides all the heavy-duty equipment, the materials that we will use will be 2% milk, caramel, and 1 ounce measuring scoop, a shot tin, a milk tin, and a thermometer. Chapter 3, Shots. When pulling shots, the first thing you will do is push the portafilter to the left to release it from the espresso machine. Then you will throw away the old grind that is in the portafilter into the knock box. Next, you will pull the dosage lever twice and tamp the grounds, like we talked about earlier. Then you will put the portafilter back into the machine and pull it to the right in order to lock it into place. Once you press one of the buttons above the portafilter, the coffee will begin to dispense beneath it, so you will want to make sure you have a shot tin underneath it to catch all the yummy coffee. To make sure the coffee doesn't taste burnt, you only want to use shots that take 15 to 26 seconds. Don't worry, the machine counts for you. Chapter 4, Flavor. You can add any flavor to your coffee to make it your very own, but this time we are going to use caramel for your caramel latte. So, once you have your good coffee shot, you can pour it into a cup. Then you will add 1 scoop of caramel to the coffee and stir it up. The scoop that we use is 1 ounce. Chapter 5, Milk. We are finally at the last step in making our perfect caramel latte. The milk that you would use for a latte is 2% milk. You could substitute the milk for an alternative milk if dairy products upset your belly. The first step in steaming milk is to pour the milk into a clean milk tin up to the appropriate line. Once you have the milk in the tin, you will place the steam wand into the tin and turn the handle to the left to start steaming the milk. The perfect temperature for steamed milk is 150 to 155 degrees. You can use a thermometer to help you with the temperature, but once you get really good, you can tell when the milk is done by how hot the tin is on the outside. Once you have the steam wand in the center of the tin, you will see that the milk begins to swirl around the wand, kind of like a tornado. This spinning process creates the perfect amount of foam on the top of your latte, which is 1/4 inch, in case you're wondering. Once the milk is the perfect temperature, you will turn the handle to the right to turn it off. After that, you will take the milk off of the steam wand and pour the milk into the cup that has your shots and your flavor in it. Last but not least, you can add whipped cream. Put a lid on your cup and enjoy your very own caramel latte. Glossary: Alternative milk. Non-dairy milks that are used as a substitute for lactose milks. The most common alternative milks are soy, coconut, and almond milk. Grinder. The grinder is the tool that is used to turn whole coffee beans into coffee grounds to make drinks. Knockbox. The knockbox is a cutout in the counter that has a garbage can underneath to catch all the old coffee grounds. Portafilter. A portafilter is the holder for the coffee grounds that you attach to the machine to produce espresso shots. Thermometer. The thermometer is the tool that tells you how hot the milk is.